The captain's tone left Terrier in no doubt that she was to be Mandoral's dinner guest, willing or not. He saluted stiffly and marched speedily off. Terrier had hardly donned the new attire when her two subalterns arrived. Both were taken aback at her appearance. Quartle bowed several times, and Porton tripped over his own footpaws whilst trying to make an elegant leg. He grinned foolishly.
I say, blow me down and all that. What?
His companion was equally voluble.
By the cringe and by the flippin' left, Miss Tyria, if you ain't a perfect pitcher, I'll eat me aunt's penny.
Tyria had to admit to herself that the regalia fitted her exquisitely. She felt every inch the warrior queen, even though she lacked the coronet. Taking both the young hare's proffered paws, she smiled regally.
Let us proceed to the mess, chaps. What?
As they strolled down the corridor to the main mess hall, Tyria could hear massed voices raised in a regimental song.
Here is our mountain, and this is its lord. Now sit we down at festive board, and put aside weapons, both lance and sword. Let's honor the rest.